Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you, too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks for being with us. We'll get to your trashes over the course of this hour at 855-212-4227 and on Twitter, DA on CBS. Very exciting. If you are watching the show, you'll get to see our next guest in studio. So watch us on any device at watchda.com. Three-time Pro Bowler. He was the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, a member of the Chargers' 50th anniversary team. And he has transitioned successfully into the fight game, part of Lights Out XF, which is right now blowing up. And you can check out more information at lightsoutxf.com. Sean Merriman. Sean, good morning. How we doing?
Morning, man. I'm doing well.
It's good to always have you here to talk. And last night, Chargers game, so easy to talk to you about that. Do you feel like we're watching the end of your friend Philip Rivers' career after four INTs?
No. You know, I know what a lot of people are going to say, but, you know, he's thrown this many interceptions and he looked like he's on the decline, but no. You know, they'll be screaming, you know, fans and some other people will be screaming for Tyrod Taylor probably sometime soon, but absolutely not. You know, Philip right now is his own worst enemy. You know, he's going out there and wanting to win so bad that he's making these mistakes that are uncharacteristic for him. And it just looks bad. And I understand why fans are getting upset. But it's Philip being Philip. You know, it's always been the gift and the curse for him and trying to go out and win games and making throws that he shouldn't be attempting.
So you think that might be part of the blessing and the curse, that sometimes Philip Rivers, or a lot of the time, tries to do too much and that gets him into trouble?
It's always been, you know, even as a teammate. You know, one thing about Philip, you know, I know a lot of people talk about athletes being competitive. That's an understatement with Philip. Like, he wants to win at everything, a conversation, an argument. If you're in the building, if you're walking on the field, a water squirting contest, it doesn't matter. Philip wants to win. And the problem when that happens is you start to do things that you're not supposed to do and make those throws, make those passes, and making some very rookie-like mistakes last night. And it looks very bad. And the problem is now that he's had back-to-back weeks of playing like this, and now people are going to be calling for him.
Was it hard to be a teammate and watch that happen because he could throw you out of a game?
No, not really, because – you know, he can also win you some football games. I mean, I don't know what he threw for last night, but probably close to 300 still. But it's the interceptions and the turnovers that's killing him. Look, the Chargers are, you know, they're leading teams, or they're leading the NFL in a point differential. They're the only team in the NFL right now that still loses in winning that point differential battle. It's, like I said, it's an uncharacteristic situation. But when you have those turnovers, you can really, really start to point at something, and that's what we're seeing out of Philip right now.
Sean Merriman is our guest here on the show, one of the members of the 50th anniversary team for the Chargers, so you know the organization so well. Is it disappointing or depressing to see only a couple of thousand Chargers fans in the stadium when they play home games?
Look, if I was still on the team, yeah, it would make me upset, right, if I'm a player, because you want to see your fans there. But one thing that people have to understand is, you know, guys like myself, I'm not from Los Angeles. I'm not from Southern California. But that's a place I call home now, right? I was drafted by the Chargers in 2005. And, you know, as a young adult, I stayed there. That's where I kind of grew up into an adult. That's where I consider home. So if you migrate to Southern California and you're a Chiefs fan, a Packers fan, whatever fan, and you only play them one time a year, then everybody comes out. Simple as that. No one leaves Southern California and goes, well, not no one, but very few people leave and go to Green Bay.
Very few.
Or go to Detroit. Or
very
go
few.
To, you know, very few.
Yeah.
So you're not going to see that somewhere else. You know, I also played for the Bills, right? I played for the Bills for a couple of years, and it was times that when I got there, they were 0-6, 0-7. And there was 50 or 60,000-plus people out there in 20-degree weather with their shirts off. Right? When you're born in Buffalo, you are a Buffalo Bills fan for the rest of your life. And a lot of people don't leave. Even in Southern California, you start to see they have Bills bars, these Bills backers bars.
Yeah.
In LA, in San Diego, in Southern California. So people need to understand that. If you have a team, your favorite team, and you're in Southern California, you're going to come out and support your team no matter what. So that's what we're saying. But that doesn't take away the fact that they still do need to win games, because you need to win in order for people to come out, and they need to gain a better footprint in Los Angeles.
Sean Merriman is our guest here in studio. You can watch at watchda.com. Do you think the new stadium next year will help attract Chargers fans, or will it help attract more road fans?
It's not going to help right now for attracting more Los Angeles fans, right, because of the way they're playing. When they first made the move up and they were 0-4, it was really bad. When they started 0-4, you know, new coach coming in, they made the big move. People were upset. It was really bad then. And then they turn around and I think they have an 8 or 9 game win streak. And when I tell you the stadium was rocking with Chargers fans, they were all out. Last year, I was at the Ravens-Chargers game, one of the most exciting games I've been to in Los Angeles, period.
Hmm.
I mean, this stadium was rocking with Chargers fans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two things you need to do in L.A. in order to be successful. First of all, win football games, because if you have someone on the fence about who they should support, who they should come out and root for, they're going to come out and root for a winner first. But two, you need to gain a better footprint. You need to establish yourself in L.A. so that next generation of fans, the ones who are 7, 8, 9, and 10 years old, by the time they're 16 and 17 years old, they're born again Charger fans. And that's going to take a little bit of time.
You started your own MMA company when you retired called Lights Out XF, and now it is flourishing. It's booming. You guys have events almost every month. You'll have one coming up in San Diego in January. And you're having more and more former athletes, former football players, and former professional athletes get into the game. What is the attraction for guys that played in the NFL, let's say, to go into MMA?
Well, you know, a guy like myself, I retired at 28. I played 8 years in the National Football League. At 28, I was still ready to go. Yeah, I still trained like a maniac.
Yeah.
I still, wanted to, and I was training MMA also when I was playing, actually. I started back in between 05 and 06 season. I was working on my hand-eye coordination, and as an outside linebacker, defensive end, I wanted to get better with my hands. So naturally, I just gravitated to the sport. But, you know, I come and retire, and I'm 28 years old, and I wanted to compete still. So we have guys that's making that transition, making that jump. What's the average career of an NFL athlete? What, 5 years?
Yeah, four or five years.
And, you know, if you get 7 or 8 years, you're really, really lucky. So what are guys going to do when they're done? You know, they're still athletic. They still have an edge to when I want to go out and compete. So we're giving them an opportunity to come over to Lights Out Extreme Fighting to compete. You know, we have Chris McCain, you know, former Charger, Miami Dolphin. I think he had a short stint with the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
He's 3-0 right now as an amateur. You know, we'll have a few more guys over the next few months make an announcement that we're signing as well. And, you know, I wanted to make this a thing because, you know, you have a lot of guys that are trying to figure out what their next steps are. And they're still training like crazy. They're in a gym. I see them all the time. I'm like, dude, what are you walking around here and you're this big and this fast. What are you doing with that? So we're providing an opportunity for them to come on over.
Which sport do you need to be more fearless in, the NFL or MMA?
I would say MMA. Right, because it's when that cage closes, it's you versus the guy across from you.
And no equipment.
There's no timeouts. there's no one to help you. I mean, you got on a football field, you got 10 other guys. Right? So if you make a mistake or something, you might have a great player on your team to go and make up for. You make a mistake there and it could be sleepy time.
Same thing in terms of your body feeling it. I mean, your body after a fight versus your body on a Monday after the NFL?
Well, the difference is in football, once the first snap of training camp starts, you're never 100%. Because you line back up the very next day and you do it again, you do it again, you do it again, and you have, you know, a 16-game season plus four to preseason, you're never 100%. You know, in mixed martial arts and in combat sports, you get a chance to heal up and walk into a fight close, if not 100%. You have that time off. So that's what a difference. They're both very, very, you know, hard sports, especially on your body. But as mixed martial arts, you at least get a chance to heal up so you can go and compete again.
Sean Merriman's MMA company is called Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You can check out more information at lightsoutxf.com. How is the money now in MMA versus when you first got into it or when you retired?
Great. A lot better. Yeah. And, you know, we were just talking about it, that if I had an opportunity to make the money that's there now, I would have transitioned right into MMA right away. You know, with the contracts that I was seeing when I retired, I said, I'm not going to fight anybody for this. I'm going to go over here on TV.
Ain't nobody hitting me over here.
Nobody hitting me over there. My shoulders feel good. No arm bars. Nobody, you know, trying to swing and knock me out, anything like that. So, you know, I transitioned to doing television. But if the money was there now, I mean, look at Greg Hardy. You know, people can say what they want about him, but his paydays are getting up there. He just had a title shot a few weeks ago. You know, the money is there in the sport, and that's why, you know, we're offering this opportunity to guys to come over to Lights Out.
What do you think is the big driver of the contracts and the money going up in MMA?
TV.
Is that because the audience is now growing? Is it a different generation? Young people are more attracted to it? Or advertisers realizing that it's a valuable commodity?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the fastest growing sport. You know, if not in the country, maybe in the world. Because if you look at it, MMA has technically only been legal, right, for about 20 years. New York, right, it just got sanctioned just some years ago.
Yeah.
So if you look at that, now you're getting more people an opportunity to come to the fights. It's like anything else, right? It looks really good on TV. It's fun to watch on TV. When you're there, it's a whole different ballgame. And, you know, look for the sport to grow even bigger once, you know, last UFC fight that they had, it's a show, right? When you go somewhere, you want to be entertained, and it's the experience. And once you get there for the first time, you're like, man, I really like this. When's the next one?
So you guys got an event coming up in San Diego in January.
Yes, looking at a big card in January, probably a little bit after the new year. We just had an amazing card, Lights Out Extreme Fighting 4, LXF4, in Burbank in California. So we'll be looking to try to get down to San Diego, my old stomping grounds, man, in January.
No doubt. So for more information, especially for you guys in Southern California and on the West Coast, check out lightsoutxf.com for schedules and cards and fighters and everything that you need there, lightsoutxf.com. Before I let you go, what did you think about the Myles Garrett situation?
It was terrible for many different reasons. You know, for one, I feel bad for him now because, you know, it takes 4 years to build a reputation and 4 seconds to ruin it. And he's a great player. He's not good. He's a great player. And when you do that, it's going to linger with you for a long time. And no matter what you do, no matter how great of a player you are, no matter what you do off the field and help people and charity and do all the right things, it's going to linger with you forever off of that one reaction. The second part of it is, you know, there could have been serious injury to somebody. I mean, football is already a rough sport. You know, we just talked about it. The careers aren't long. You're in and out of there way quicker than you think. And you swing a helmet at somebody and possibly knock that guy out and cause some brain damage. This guy has a family that's home watching. And something like that happens, now you have to worry about that.
Did Mason Rudolph have some responsibility there for instigating it?
Absolutely. And in no way, shape, or form, he should ever play victim. Even though Myles Garrett was wrong and his suspension was warranted. Mason should never play victim. And I was a little bit upset how he came to the podium right after that and kind of just called it a bush league and all this other stuff. Like, dude, you did try to rip this man's helmet off first, and you did charge him. And if that lineman wasn't there to break it up, who knows what could have happened? You charged another man, so you wasn't standing there laying on the ground. And you know, a long time ago, remember Albert Hainsworth, where a guy was just on the ground and got kicked in the face. It wasn't one of those situations. You tried to yank off his helmet, and you charged him. And I was a little bit surprised that he didn't get suspended as well.
Interesting. You were surprised at that, huh?
Yeah, and he should have been. He should have been, because a lot of that could have been avoided, yet he didn't. And let's go back to the start of the play with Myles Garrett. I've been in that situation before where the ball is thrown, but you're already in a tackling motion. You don't know or not. And it's happened against Big Ben. You know, Big Ben is one of the hardest guys to bring down, and you want to make sure he's completely on the ground before you let him go. Because if not, he's still going to go down and complete a pass. So to Myles Garrett, he doesn't see that and understand that. And he had no wrongdoing in that. He probably, I don't know if he got flagged or not for that, but I would have done the same thing. You don't know if the ball is gone. Wasn't his fault.
What quarterback would you dream about smashing over the head with your helmet? Of course, you wouldn't have done that. But what quarterback was so annoying that you just wanted to pop him with your helmet?
You know what? I never had one that I hated that much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think I had a player because I didn't talk to a lot of guys.
Really?
I didn't talk. I wasn't a big trash talker. Yeah, I always believed in talking with my shoulder pads. And if I wanted to get you the next play or return a favor, it was going to be between the whistles. Where it was legal for me to do it.
And that's when it was fun.
And that's when it was fun. Well, you can't get in trouble for it, exactly.
Sean Merriman, MMA company, is called Lights Out Extreme Fighting, Lights Out XF. Check it out online for the next events in your area and how you can watch and how you can follow the fights, lightsoutxf.com. It's always good to have you around, man. Thanks so
much.
Same
here, thank you.
Sean Merriman, our guest this morning here on the show in studio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.